From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California is approaching the one-year anniversary of its Aid in Dying law. Reporter Sally Schilling explains critics are raising concerns about doctors taking advantage of terminally ill patients.
The Life Legal Defense Foundation is suing the state to overturn the law. Alexandra Snyder is executive director of the group and says she's alarmed that doctors like Lonnie Shavelson have built entire practices around Aid in Dying medications.
He came out of retirement solely for the purpose of taking patients like this. And these patients are so vulnerable, and we just think that this is an extremely exploitive practice.
Shavelson says he did set up his own practice in Berkeley devoted to Aid in Dying, but the main goal is to evaluate a patient's hospice care and other services.
Very few of the patients who I see actually wind up getting an Aid in Dying medication. What we're doing is we're offering better end-of-life care.
He says 320 patients have contacted him about the medication since the law passed. He has prescribed it to about 65 patients, and 38 have taken the medication. The state must publish statistics on the prescriptions of the medications and related deaths by July 1st. At the Capitol, I'm Sally Schilling.
The California Supreme Court heard oral arguments Tuesday over whether a voter-approved initiative that seeks to streamline the death penalty process is unconstitutional. Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler says Proposition 66 has been on hold since shortly after it passed last November when opponents first filed their lawsuit.
The justices appeared skeptical of a clause in Proposition 66 that requires death penalty appeals to be heard within 5 years. Right now, it often takes decades. The plaintiffs are arguing a 5-year mandate is simply not possible. The measure's proponents counter that the Supreme Court ought to give the initiative a chance to work since voters approved it.
California's capital punishment process has been mired in court challenges over lethal injection drugs and procedures. The state last executed a death row inmate in 2006. The justices now have 90 days to issue their ruling. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.